question from Joey. What can I do to get my friends in jiu-jitsu? The moment you figure out the perfect recipe for that, you gotta let me know. Because I think every person who is joining jiu-jitsu, is training jiu-jitsu, is trying in some way, active or inactive way, bring their friends into jiu-jitsu simply because we love it so much. Now, bringing somebody into jiu-jitsu who doesn't understand jiu-jitsu, they've never done jiu-jitsu, is not so simple. And probably this is why Joey is dropping that question, right? So a few things that I always want to keep in mind. You can bring a horse to water, but you can't make him drink it. That's really, really important. So in my mind, more you push your friends into jiu-jitsu, less likely they're actually going to do it. There are some exceptions and so on, but I think when we're forcing people to do something, they are more hesitant of doing this. So what should we do? One, I mean, listen, social media is so powerful today. Share your story, share videos, share pictures, tag, you know, your friends and so on, and encourage your friends. Listen, I'm doing this cool thing. This cool thing changed my life. This cool thing completely revamped how I think, how I live, what I've done, show the benefits that you've gained from jiu-jitsu. And if somebody find themselves in a position where they are looking for something to try, they will likely try it, you know, and they will know that you are the one to come and talk to. Second, you know, embrace jiu-jitsu. I call it be a jiu-jitsu fan. Just share what you know, share where you are, where you train, embrace that jiu-jitsu lifestyle. And simply by people seeing that, they actually might be curious what you do and why that changed your life. And as a result of that, they might more likely to come and visit your academy, your maybe some other academy. They could be, you know, not in the area, maybe friends, you know, remote friends. Who the hell knows? But the point is, embrace the jiu-jitsu lifestyle. Share your story. Share what you're doing and why this is so important to you. Now, most of the time when we have individuals trying for very, very first time, that very first impression is the key to their success, is the key to the success of them continuing or even beginning the jiu-jitsu, right? So recommending good academy is critical. Finding an academy that has a very good first impression is going to be fundamental to that new student's impression, right? Remember that your recommendation will only get that person to the door. From that, once they are inside the facility and they are making this very first experience, they are taking a first class, maybe introduction class, they are meeting people and so on, whatever happens at that moment will have by far larger impact than whatever you tell them. Just imagine this for a moment. You tell them, listen, I love this stuff. This is amazing. You know, you have to go try it. They go try it and their experience sucks. They will never, ever believe anything you say. Plus, they will never trust jiu-jitsu either. So make sure that your recommendations are right on the line. Don't set expectations that are completely unrealistic. The goal here is for them to simply try it. If they try it and they love it, they will do it with the hope they have as much passion for it as you do. And perhaps you guys can even train together. I think this is why you see families training together. It starts perhaps with a child, and then dad gets curious, and he dips into it, and he starts loving it, and then mom dips into it and starts loving it. Then you have the whole family, all of the kids, all of the family members, maybe a cousins and others, you know, joining in. It's simply because one, they see how much impact jiu-jitsu made on them, plus the experience at the academy is so impactful that they truly believe that this could, and it does, change people's lives. So remember, be a fan, embrace jiu-jitsu lifestyle, share your story, because there is nothing more powerful than other people sharing, seeing how much jiu-jitsu changed your life. And who knows, same thing could happen to them. Peace.
Thanks for listening. If you would like to engage and send me your comments, thoughts, questions, I'll be happy to bring it up to the show and help you out in any way I possibly can. You can find me on Instagram, RozhinskyBJJ. Until then, keep on rolling. I'll see you guys on the mat. Peace.